USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States will respond if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine, but the president still is not giving Ukraine all it's asking for in terms of securing its skies. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn joins Fox News and says the United States needs to show strength in its handling of Russia's invasion.
We need to be prepared to deter Mr. Putin when it comes to chemical weapons and all other forms of aggression against innocent Ukrainians. Unfortunately, right now, it seems like Mr. Putin is deterring us and our allies more than we are deterring him.
Congressman John Larson is proposing a bill that would provide $100 stimulus checks to Americans to offset soaring energy costs. The Connecticut Democrats' bill says the money would be going to tax filers and dependents. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain MDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. MDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, MDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
The United States Attorney's Office in Manhattan is in hot water after accidentally releasing a list of names.
A list of names accidentally released by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office contains names of those who are said to be frequent clients of witness Claudia Drury as she testifies against alleged human trafficker Larry Ray. The names included a financier who also pops up in pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's infamous black book, a businessman whose name is on a museum, an ex-New York Supreme Court judge, an international diamond dealer, and a Washington, D.C.-based lobbyist are also included in the 121 names on the list. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Southwest Airlines is adding a new fare category. The airline saying their Want to Get Away Plus will feature extra flexibility, choice, and transferable flight credits. Travelers can also get on same-day standby list without a fare difference and automatic check-in for a fee. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some House Democrats are not happy about a bill put forth by their colleagues.
House Democrats have brought forth the competitiveness bill. The bill itself is a $250 billion legislative package aimed at investing in domestic research and manufacturing. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has one major problem with the bill.
If you can believe it, this bill contains a $10 billion check for Jeff Bezos' company, Blue Origins, his space company. Jeff Bezos is worth about $180 billion. If he wants to go to the moon or Mars, that's his business. He can afford to pay for it. Taxpayers of this country do not need to subsidize Jeff Bezos' space travel.
Sanders, speaking on his Instagram, also said there's one other part of the bill he'd like to see removed: $53 billion for microchip companies like Intel with no strings attached.
A bill making it illegal to perform abortions after 15 weeks of pregnancy is headed to Arizona Governor Doug Ducey's desk after final passage by the state legislator. Senate Bill 1164 contains an exception for a medical emergency, and the governor is expected to sign the legislation. The National Invitational Tournament will no longer play its semifinal and final games at Madison Square Garden. ESPN reporting the final two rounds of the tournament will be played at a different location for at least the next 2 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.